Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 455 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about her weekend at the lake. We're going to talk about my weekend at home. We're going to talk about some thoughts we've had recently about plastic surgery, as well as Melanie's favorite, she can't stand it, but she continues to watch it, television show. It's a ton of fun. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. A $5 membership gets you 2 bonus episodes a month. An $8 membership gets you 2 bonus episodes and a live episode every single month. This month, our live episode will be a Q&A, and we have an episode coming up about Any Given Saturday, the Netflix show that is captivating. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And last but not least, on Thursday night, October 23rd, Melanie and I will be at the Aztec Theater in San Antonio, Texas for our Fall Big Boo Live show. We cannot wait. We have a special guest lined up. We have fun things planned, and it will be low even more fun if you're with us. So check out the show notes for a link for tickets. All right, y'all. Hope you enjoy episode 455. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Melanie went to the lake this past weekend.
Listen, when I tell you that I had the most delightful weekend at the lake, my friend Christy invited us to the lake, Gully and I, to come to her lake house, which is up in the Dallas area. And with several of Christy's girlfriends from high school and then some other friends that we knew. And the sweet thing was that we didn't really know was this weekend was the 9th anniversary of our friend Jen's death. And so we were there with Jen's roommate, who she lived with before she got married, and then with Gully and us, and then Sarah Ruth, who had been in a Bible study that Jen led years ago. And so it was so fun and so sweet for us to all be together. We had the best time. Like,
I love that.
I know. And we were like, Jen would be so tickled that we were all together, you know, like there we were. And my friend Height was there and his friend Blake. And like, it was the best weekend. I love a lake. Listen, I love the fresh water aspect of a lake.
I love a lake. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a delight a lake is. And then to have people you love at the lake, there's just not a lot better than that.
Yes. And listen, we talked about, when I tell you that we solved so many problems, we covered just about every topic. The amount of times we said by the time the weekend was over, the amount of times that somebody in that room would be like, this could be one of your 5 favorites. This could be one of your 5 favorites.
It always comes back to one of the 5 favorites.
One of the 5 favorites. Mm-hmm. And so it was just a really great weekend. Gully and I got a road trip, which we love. So we were in the car together for like 4.5 hours. And I'm going to tell you that we talked all the way there and all the way home. We never even turned up a song or listened to a podcast. It was straight talking the entire trip.
I don't doubt it for a second. Mm-hmm. Did you get your corn nuts, your chili lime corn nuts?
I did not, because I'm trying to, really, we did stop. But I am addicted to this Happy Trekking snack mix from Trader Joe's.
Okay.
Gully gave it a side eye. She was like, I see you with your healthy trail mix, whatever. But it's delicious because it has little chocolate chips in it and the cranberries and then almonds. So it's like the perfect mix. So we had some good snacks because we had packed, like we brought some food. So it was also a revelation that we had on the trip that I had just brought with us is Trader Joe's. I think it's just a seasonal thing, but they have a hot honey popcorn right now.
Yes, they do. They certainly do, Melanie. I saw it yesterday. Yes,
it indeed. It is delicious. I mean, it is delicious. And so we ate a whole bag of that on the trip, but I did not stop. I'm trying to really cut some of my sugar out. And so I didn't let myself get my sour rainbow belts like I love to get. And I don't think we stopped at a Buc-ee's on our way.
Okay.
I know, which is unusual, but it just the timing never worked out. But we did our road trip. We got there on Friday. Christy cooked us. And here's what you'll appreciate. Christy cooked fried chicken for everybody for dinner Friday night.
God bless her. Because that's the Lord's work.
It is the Lord's work. Well, and that's labor intensive, you know?
Yes, it
is. But she had felt like she really perfected her fried chicken technique during COVID. So she was like, I want to make fried chicken for everybody. But she had bought a steak for me so she could make me a chicken fried steak because she was worried about my chicken aversion. And just to be seen like that.
Right. Because I was thinking, even as you said it, did Christy get those pieces of chicken thin enough for Melanie?
Yeah.
And see, she was four steps ahead of me.
Yeah.
She planned was four it. Steps ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She planned it out. She had a steak for me. So I did. There was one piece of chicken that was really thin and I wanted to try her fried chicken and it was delicious. So I did have that thin piece of chicken. So I tried that. And then we stayed up late talking and hung out. And then Saturday Height and Blake had a lovely brunch for us. And so we went over to brunch and that was delightful. And then we floated in the lake like pretty much the whole day and then did like my favorite thing was just you've had a day in the lake with the sun and like about 4 o'clock, we all went up, we showered, we got in lounge clothes. And then we did just kind of dinner and snacks and drinks and just hung out and talked and laughed. It was just my favorite kind of a weekend.
There's really not a better shower than a post-lake or post-beach shower.
It's so true. It's so true. Mm-hmm. Because you come inside, you're all cool and fresh and your hair's wet and it feels good. So it was super fun. And then we got up Sunday morning and drove home. But I did get really, I laughed a lot because where we were, there's a lot of different little towns all right there. And there's some winery. It's a vineyard. And I can't remember the name of it, but Christy was like, I'm going to tell you, it's the worst wine you'll ever have. She said, we went one weekend. She was like, they pretty much served us wine in a paper cup. And she said, and I'm pretty sure that what they called a flatbread was like a Totino's pizza that they had just cut into squares.
Yes. Delicious.
So we didn't go there. We skipped that. So,
well, that may have been wise.
Yeah.
That may have been a good call.
It felt like a good call. So, but it was great. So what did you do this weekend? What's happening there? Now that summer is winding down, it feels like it's time to do some of the grown-up tasks that maybe you've been putting off. To get the most out of life, you have to be prepared, and a lot of us don't realize that a will doesn't cover everything when it comes to estate planning. Trust and Will can help ensure that your loved ones are covered when it comes to things like medical decisions and power of attorney. Trust and Will is designed by attorneys, but then you customize it. You can keep your family prepared and protected by managing your will or trust online. Each will or trust is state-specific, it's legally valid, it's customized to your needs, and this just ensures that your family and loved ones avoid lengthy, expensive legal proceedings or the state deciding what happens to your assets. It's a simple step-by-step process that guides you from start to finish, one question at a time. Save your loved ones time and stress by having all your documents in one place with bank-level encryption. They have live customer support available through phone, chat, and email. We can't control everything, but Trust and Will can help you take control of protecting your family's future. Go to trustandwill.com/bigboo for 20% off. That's 20% off at trustandwill.com/bigboo.
Well, there was no large body of water, I'll tell you that. I did go Friday night, or it's actually Friday afternoon, truth be told. Mm-hmm. David and Barry, my brother-in-law, had gone to Atlanta to see a Braves game. You know, they're on a baseball kick this summer.
Yeah.
They're going to lots of either the minor league, or in this case, they went to see a major league game. David actually said that the Braves game was the worst atmosphere and environment. And of course, you know, the Braves aren't doing great. But he said all the minor league games have been much more upbeat and fun than what was happening in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a great time anyway. But my sister and I went to Bayonet Friday afternoon. Truly, it was the afternoon when we got there. And because I continued to think about two things. The raw oysters that I'd had when I was there for lunch the week before. And that watermelon icebox pie.
Yes.
And I know that watermelon icebox pie is going to go away because watermelon season is not long for this particular summer. So we went and we had the most delicious meal at Bayonet. And we got this thing that they call the situation, which I love that they call it the situation.
Yeah.
You get raw oysters. There was a swordfish dip. There was a crab salad and a shrimp cocktail with the most beautiful shrimp. And then there was something else on that platter. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, and then they brought out crackers and cocktail sauce. And anyway, that's what we ate that. That was sort of, and we got a corn and tomato salad, which was fantastic. Oh,
this sounds so good.
It was so good. Oh, I know what else was on the situation. They had mussels, which I don't think that I like mussels.
Okay.
I think I'm not a fan of mussels. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they had done to prepare these particular mussels, mm-hmm. but they were so good. My sister tried one first and she said, oh, I think you're going to like this. Sure enough, they were smoky and there was this like grainy mustard on there. It was all that to say they were delicious. So we had the most like leisurely, delicious summer supper. And that's why I think I loved it so much is because, yeah. you know, everything's super fresh. Mm-hmm. Everything is refreshing. And, you know, I mean, when somebody has prepared fish well, that's a gift to mankind.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So, and then I told my sister, I was like, we've got to get the watermelon icebox pie. And so she was like, I don't even think I understand what it is. But her reaction when she took her first bite, I was like, uh-huh. you get it now? And she was like, I get it. So anyway, so we did that. I was back home in my pajamas by 7 o'clock. That's how early we went to dinner.
Listen, that's the best part. That's the best mm-hmm. part of that whole thing.
And I didn't even feel like turning on the television when I got home. I wanted to read. I needed to answer some emails. Like I just wanted to sit in silence, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I got in the bed early. And then Saturday, I stayed in my pajamas all day long. David came home Saturday morning. And I realized at some point late in the week, I thought, I need to clean out my refrigerator. Mm. I haven't cooked a ton the last few weeks mm-hmm. just because we've been a little all over the place. Mm-hmm. So there was just a lot in there that needed to go.
Yeah,
and so that's fair. I cleaned out my refrigerator. I was sort of embarrassed by it. I mean, just the number of bags of like the half-used bags of shredded cheese, uh-huh. the old blocks of cheese.
Yes.
The leftovers that had gotten wedged in the back. And mm-hmm. I don't even know why I bother saving leftovers because I'm the only person in this house who likes a leftover.
Yeah, I know.
So it was just, it was therapeutic. And then mm-hmm. so after I got it cleaned out, I did a big grocery order and a big Costco order.
Okay.
And so that all came to the house and I got all that put away. So mm-hmm. I am going to cook some this week. So I was very happy to kind of get that part of my life organized and situated. And it felt good. But here's what I want to ask you based mm-hmm. on my time cleaning out my refrigerator.
Yes.
What would you say is the number one thing you buy repeatedly with every intention of using every bit of whatever that thing is, and you end up throwing it away over and over again?
The first thing that comes to mind for me is nothing is going to die a slow death in my refrigerator like a fresh thing of strawberries.
Okay. Okay. Fair.
I get them every time. I order strawberries pretty much every time I put in a shipped order. I do strawberries. And here's the thing. I'll use two of them because at some point I'll be like, I'm going to do yogurt with granola and fruit and I'll cut up. The rest of the time I'm like, that's a lot of work to cut up strawberries. I'm just going to put some blueberries in instead. And the next thing I know, those strawberries have grown hair and they need to go be with Jesus.
Yes.
Like it's their time is over. So that's probably it for me. What about you?
Well, I understand that. I have two-pound things of strawberries in my refrigerator right now, or 2 gallon, mm-hmm. whatever the jumbo size is. And here's what I think in my head. I'm going to cut them up, right? I'm going to get them in a vessel so that mm-hmm. they're all ready to, I'm going to prepare them.
Yes.
But so far, no. Uh-huh. Anyway, for me, it's yogurt. Here's why. It's not that I don't eat yogurt. Mm-hmm. It's that I'm curious about all kinds of yogurts.
Yes.
And so I buy potential yogurt that I don't know about, and then I never try it. So mm-hmm. I had this last time that I cleaned out this past weekend. I think I had, because my favorite yogurt is the Trader Joe's Greek yogurt. It's my absolute favorite.
Okay.
The strawberry banana and the apricot mango are my two favorites. But then I'll go into like a Publix and I'll see a new brand and I'll think, oh, that could be delicious.
Yeah.
And then I just don't try them. So I would say it's yogurt. And then the other thing is I buy sour cream every time I do a grocery order. I don't eat sour cream, really. Oh, it's not my favorite.
Okay.
But David loves it.
Okay.
And so, and then I have some recipes I use it in. I don't mind using it in a recipe. I just am not going to normally use sour cream. I'm not putting sour cream on, like, if I make nachos, I'm not putting sour cream on them.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I end up with a lot of containers of sour cream. Mm-hmm. And at some point have to kind of, you know,
yeah,
clean that out.
So. I do. That's funny because now that you say that, I think my other thing is I always have several tubs of Philadelphia cream cheese.
Like, same. Yes.
I always mm-hmm, have too. Because I'm going to use a dollop of it in like my mm-hmm. mashed potatoes, or I'm going to use whatever. But then, and I can't tell you the amount of times, that's probably the number one thing where I go to open up to see, like, is this a new thing or an old thing? And it's like green, like it's grown hair. It's like,
terrible.
It's time for this to go. But I bet if you went in my refrigerator right now, I bet I have at least four containers of Philadelphia cream cheese.
I do too. Mm-hmm. Easy. Yeah. Easy breezy.
Yeah.
I also will get on a thing where I'll buy bagels. And so I'll get, David likes strawberry cream cheese. I like the garden vegetable. Mm-hmm. So that's always in our refrigerator, but rarely do we eat the bagels I buy.
Yeah.
So, you know, we continue to live in hope and believe that, you know, we're going to make different choices and we just make the same choices. But the cheese situation was really, it was the most humbling because I was like, how much cheese does a family need?
Yes.
A family of three. Mm-hmm. How much cheese is required? Because according to this drawer, too much cheese is required. So I tried to kind of straighten that out. I also wind up a lot of times I'll buy broccoli, but I won't use, like, I'll use like three stalks of broccoli and that fourth one will really spend some time alone.
Yes.
And that in the crisper drawer, or I'll buy three things of Brussels sprouts and that third one is going to, you know, it's going to depart from its earthly realm in a very lonely fashion.
Yes. So. Yeah. Now that feels, I think cheeses though, to me, I get the cheese thing. Cause like, Caroline and I went to Trader Joe's like a couple of weeks ago and we were like, oh, look at all these different cheeses. So we probably bought three or four different cheeses to try, but then you don't end up eating the whole thing of cheese.
No, you just try it.
Yeah. And so it's just, it's a sample thing, but I always have a block of sharp cheddar. Like I always, cause that gets used. That's like that's our staple cheese in the house, but it's our house cheese, if you will.
Yeah. Our house cheese. Is we like provolone slices because I like to do roll-ups with, like, if I have turkey or chicken from the deli. And so I like a provolone slice. But I would say our go-to house cheese is that Trader Joe's Unexpected Cheddar Block. That's the one because it'll crumble. I just think it's magical. Okay.
I keep the Unexpected Cheddar spread. We always have a thing of that in
that
the house.
Too.
You know what doesn't belong in your summer plans? Getting burned by your old wireless bill. While you're planning all your trips and three-day weekends, your wireless bill should be the last thing holding you back. And that's why I love Mint Mobile. With Mint, you can get the coverage and speed you're used to, but for way less money. And for a limited time, Mint Mobile is offering 3 months of unlimited premium wireless service for $15 a month. So while your friends are sweating over data overages and surprise charges, you'll be chilling, literally and financially. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless, jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. All their plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. If I needed this, I would so recommend Mint Mobile. It's a great way to save money and ditch overpriced wireless. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get this new customer offer in your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bigboo. That's mintmobile.com/bigboo. Upfront payment of $45 required, equivalent to $15 a month. Limited time new customer offer for the first 3 months only. Speeds may be slow above 35 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, so what are you cooking this week? You got me? I'm cooking really primarily for things not at my house.
Oh, okay.
Because, as you know, I'm going to try Mahjong for the first time on Wednesday night.
God be with you.
I know. And because I know I have nothing to bring to the table, if you'll pardon the pun.
Yes.
As far as my Mahjong playing, I offered to cook. So I think what I'm going to do, and I've changed my mind already once about this, but I think what I'm going to do is just make chicken spaghetti. I feel like that's easy. It's kind of like one big thing, you know?
Yeah, no, that's good.
And it's not too tricky to eat. And then I'm going to do some fresh fruit, hence all the strawberries and blackberries and blueberries in my refrigerator. Mm-hmm. I also got a big old thing of peaches. And then I'm just going to do fruit and that Lilo salad that we love.
Oh, I love that Lilo. See, I'd forgotten about the Lilo salad. That's fallen off my radar, and it's so good.
And every time I serve that salad, people are like, oh my gosh, this salad.
Yeah.
And it's so simple. Mm-hmm. And it's magical because you chop up your avocado, but the lettuce like acts as a sealer on top of your, while it's in the refrigerator. It's brilliant. So I'm going to make that. And then we're playing Mahjong at Jamie Golden's house, and she's going to have dessert. So I'm not dealing with dessert. And then Aaron's sister-in-law, Katie, is going to bring bread. So I don't have to do bread.
Okay. Oh, that's so perfect.
I'm making that. And then I have friends who are starting back to work this week for school. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take some food to Casey and Steph
for supper.
Because, you know, there's tired, and then there's first week of school tired. Mm-hmm. And so that's something I have not forgotten. It's just the weariness. Even when I was much younger, when David and I first got married, I can remember getting home from school like on a Friday afternoon before he got home from work. And I would just lie down on the couch and close my eyes. Nothing, no TV, no nothing. Oh, yeah. Just like, so I'm going to make them that, the Mississippi pot roast that I have posted before on Instagram. It's a little twist on that. So that, and I'm going to do some cream potatoes and some fruit. So they don't have to fool with cooking maybe for a couple of nights. So
that is delightful. Anyway,
listen, that's what I'm cooking.
I wish somebody would bring me something so I didn't have to fool with cooking for a couple of nights. But I don't really have any reason. Could you please bring me something while I sit here and do nothing?
I was going to do chicken and dumplings for Mahjong, and then I just decided that's too hard to eat. Do you need a fork? Do you need a spoon? It's hard to tell, you know?
That's true.
So do you need a bowl? Can you do it on a plate? Because I love homemade chicken and dumplings, but it's one of my favorite things to make, but I just decided it's not going to be an easy thing to consume. So
yeah, that's probably a good call.
Chicken spaghetti it is.
Okay. Well, Caroline and I leave for Nashville tomorrow. Well, Tuesday. So, so we leave for Nashville. So I was real excited that I don't have to cook this week because I'm going to be in Nashville. And I'm excited about our trip. I think it's going to be really fun. So Caroline's going to be on a couple of podcasts because we're starting promotion for her book. And so that's kind of exciting. So listen, I'm just going along. I'm just the momager. I'm just going along for moral support and to get her where she needs to go.
Hello. Melanie. Okay, so we had a brief interruption there. We lost our connection. But is it windy in San Antonio by any chance today? Can we blame it on the wind?
We can't blame it on the wind, but it is hot. Okay. So maybe it's just...
That must be it.
The internet's like all of us. The heat has made it lethargic.
That's it. That's it.
If memory serves, you know, it's stressful packing school lunches. You have to think about what do we have in the pantry? What do we have on hand? What can I put in the school lunch that's healthy? And that is why I would recommend stocking up during Thrive Market's back to school sale. Thrive Market has been a lifesaver for our family. If you don't have time to vet every ingredient and who does, or drive to three different stores, Thrive lets you shop by diet, by values, by whatever food phase your kid is in, because let's be real, our kids' tastes can change weekly. Our latest order was packed with snacks and pantry wins. I love the Yum Earth gummies, the poppy sodas, the Good Crisp chips. I love the Chomps beef sticks. It all shows up fast, and I saved up to 25% while restocking. If you've got a busy schedule and want clean, quality options, this is the time. New members also get 30% off their first order and a free gift. I was talking about this at the lake with the girls this weekend. I was like, Thrive Market is the best thing I do. It's so easy to shop for healthy, great snacks and clean housekeeping items and health items, all at a discount that shows up at your door. Go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo and start saving today. The sale ends August 31st.
No, all I was saying when you could no longer hear me was that your job is to be Kris Jenner, to just, you're just, yes, supposed to wear all black and look like a million bucks and, yeah, carry a good handbag. And that's what you're there for.
That's what I'm really hoping for. That's what I'm really, yeah. And if Kris Jenner's plastic surgeon would like to talk to me about possibly like lifting just a little bit under my chin, oh, I would be open for that too.
I'm telling you what, I've thought about plastic surgery more than is healthy lately. I really have. Mm-hmm. Mainly for exactly where you mentioned. It's just for my neck. I just want somebody to do something with my neck. If that, yeah, that Lord, if you would have it. I just, but you know, I've made my peace with it. I just, you know, sometimes I daydream. I'm at a stage in my life where what I daydream about is somebody cinching my neck up behind my ears a little bit.
Yeah, I laughed really hard today because I went and saw Niva earlier this morning, and she did do some, she does like a little bit of Botox in my neck to like tighten it all up so it, mm-hmm, keeps it, you know, kind of whatever. And so she was like, I'm going to do some here because it's going to make your jawline a little tighter. And I was like, great. But she told me about somebody that had come to see her who was like, got her neck done and was like, it looks so good, but I wish you would do a little bit more. And she was like, okay, I can add more. I don't know that you need more. And she's like, no, do it. And she told her a couple of weeks later, she's like, listen, it was my fault because I told you to do more. And she said, and it looked great in pictures. She said, but I could barely swallow for a week.
And I thought, beauty is pain.
It is. Listen, on the upside, I also lost 5 pounds. My neck looked great. And I lost 5 pounds. So we were laughing. I was like, the things we do. But we had this whole discussion because Niva was saying that she had talked to somebody who was like, oh, if you would do this and this and this to your face, you could probably look 25. And she was like, I don't want to look 25. I have no interest in looking 25. And I thought, that's the whole thing. Listen, that ship has sailed. But like, we were talking about like, what is the goal? You know, right, what I mean? Like at our age, as a woman, yes, in your mid-50s, like kind of what is your goal? Like, is it to try to look 40? Because that's probably not going to happen. Do we just want to look good for our age? We were just saying it's an interesting thing to figure out what your goal is at this age.
Yeah. I do think that mine would be just to look good for my age, you, mm-hmm, know, like, mm-hmm, just to tell people how old you are. And then they go like, oh gosh, I thought, yeah, you were 49, you know?
Yes.
I mean, that feels like a win to me.
Yeah.
But I've been looking at the fall clothes a lot the last couple of days. I'm just curious what's out there.
Uh-huh.
A lot of sweaters with dogs on them this fall.
Yeah.
But just kind of looking around, and there was the cutest dress. And I had to say out loud to myself, this is too short for you. This is too short. Because I think it could be cute and it looks one way. But what I forget about is how, you know, maybe the skin around my knees looks different than it used to. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. Yes,
and
I know.
So I don't know. It's a weird thing to feel like you've always felt and then to consider how other people might interpret,
yes,
what you have on as not being age appropriate. And so, yes, I don't, yes, know. What a strange thing.
Well, one of the topics that Gelly and I talked about, because we have different friends whose children are getting married and acquaintances, you know, because it is the age. And we, mm-hmm, were talking about also finding, the dress, how you figure out the dress situation for whether you're mother of the groom or mother of the bride. Like,
yes,
because there are things that you look and go, well, that is darling. But here's the thing. I don't want to show a lot of my back if my back is going to be next to a 20-year-old's back. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like Gully said, she's like, it's a lot of moles. It's a lot of skin, yeah, things, yeah, that are happening.
Yeah. A lot of sun damage. It's, yeah, just, yeah. It's like, I see a lot of really beautiful dresses for, mm-hmm, an occasion like being mother of the bride or mother of the groom. And I just think, but I don't want to wave at somebody and then, yeah, for the underside of my arm to continue to move after I have stopped waving. I don't want people to experience that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So then I think, well, then I'm going to need a sleeve. And when I think I'm going to need a sleeve, I think, well, I'm not going to get to pick, you know, hypothetically, mm-hmm, if Alex finds somebody that he wants to marry one day, I don't get to pick the wedding day. I don't get to say,
no,
don't put me in a dress in August. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
I don't know. I know. It's a lot to think about, but we were just saying, it's like you start like kind of card cataloging, like what kind of look, because there again, I don't want to have to worry about sleeveless and how my arms are going to be positioned and what's going to be, but then you also can't wear long sleeves. And I did think, like, my good friend Tiff, when her daughter got married, she just wore a really chic, beautiful black dress. And I thought, maybe they're just going to say, and the bride's mother wore black someday when Caroline gets married. Like,
mine will be the Graham's mother wore a caftan. Yeah. And nobody will be more delighted about that. Wore a shift. Uh-huh. I just, something that only touches me on the shoulders. Can free people make me a dress for when Alex gets married, right?
Like, yes.
They do a shift better than just about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing I did over, this was right before the weekend, and I had to really use my weekend to recover from it. Mm-hmm. A couple of things. One is I watched, and we're going to do a Patreon about this. I watched Any Given Saturday, which is a Netflix show about the SEC football season last season.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I have a lot of thoughts about that. That was utterly enjoyable, super fast watch. Really interesting in terms of, I don't know how they decided what teams they were going to feature and which teams were not participating. I don't know if that was up to the teams or not, but that's a really good lead up to college football starting here pretty soon.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed that. But the other thing that I watched that I'm not even going to go into because it will take me to a sad place, but I watched Shiny Happy People, the second season on Amazon, because so many people had recommended it to me.
Yeah.
And it's about this organization called Teen Mania. I'm not going to get into it.
Okay.
I don't, fundamentalist stuff is hard for me. And so, listen, I made the mistake of watching all three of those episodes in a row. It was too much. It was too much.
Yeah.
You need to break that up. Anyway, that was real. It took me a couple of days, honestly, to kind of get out of my head about that.
Okay.
So it's hard to see people go through that kind of heartache and to go through it in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
So anyway, but if anybody is interested in how things can get off track, it's a good one to watch. But anyway, I was glad that I watched that before Any Given Saturday, because Any Given Saturday was much more like a weekend vibe. You know, it was enjoyable.
Yeah, I've watched like the first 15 minutes and then I just didn't have time and I was at the lake all weekend. So I didn't. I will tell you that I'm all caught up on Wednesday. Listen, I can't quit The Summer I Turned Pretty.
You and Steph, with the show.
Oh, Steph has texted me about it. Uh-huh. She was like, the summer I as a middle-aged woman became obsessed with this stupid love triangle between these teenagers. And here's the whole thing. I'm sure Belly, I don't even find anything about her so compelling that both of these brothers should be so in love with her.
Okay.
Like, I'm like, what has she done? Who is she? Like, she's cute. She's sweet. But I'm like, this is not worth tearing up a family for. Boys, your mother would not have wanted this. I'm also going to say that Jeremiah is the worst. And if this doesn't end with her choosing Conrad, and listen, she can go like Kelly on 90210 and she can choose herself.
Yes. But choose yourself.
She can choose herself. So I would be thrilled with that scenario. I certainly think Conrad ultimately should choose himself. He should go back out to California and become a doctor and leave both of these fools behind, because I'm going to tell you that Jeremiah was going on and on about how he had to have the cacao for his wedding, his groom's cake that they can't afford because neither of the parents are in support of this wedding. And I'm like, once a man says cacao to me, that wedding is off. Wedding is immediately off.
The most interesting part of it to me is I have no idea who these people are and no idea what you're talking about. So I'm so intrigued about the cacao. I don't have any idea who these people are. I've never watched this show. But I will say it has grabbed hold of people as a hate watch situation. It's all over my TikTok.
Yeah.
You talk about it. Steph talks about it. Like, it's a deal. It's a thing.
Yeah. As you'll know, I am so particular about my sheets and what I have on my bed, and that is why my life was changed when I discovered Boll & Branch sheets, especially their Percale sheets. I am a hot sleeper. I need to be cool when I sleep, and Boll & Branch's Percale sheets, they're cool, they're crisp, they're breathable, so you never sleep hot again. Plus, they're still really soft, so they're ultra crisp, but they have the special cooling weave, so you will never sleep hot again. They come with a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can try them for yourselves, and they are ethically crafted by expert artisans that earn fair wages. I love the way these sheets feel on my bed. I love the way I sleep on them. I love that they are so soft, and they just get softer after every single wash. They are my favorite sheets. I like to layer them with my waffle blanket in the summer, and then I add my Boll & Branch duvet in the winter. I can't say enough about how much I love Boll & Branch bedding. It is just the perfect way to dress your bed. Feel the difference an extraordinary night's sleep can make with Boll & Branch. Get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com/bigboo. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L, and branch.com/bigboo to save 15% and unlock free shipping. Exclusions apply. Because Caroline hadn't started it, and she never watched season two, but she was like, well, now I have to just watch it because you've been talking about it so much. So listen, I sucked my 22-year-old into this stupid show so that good we could both you. Talk about how the cacao would have been our breaking point, that's ridiculous. And Belly doesn't even like cacao. She likes milk chocolate. So I just... It's just stupid. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I watched that. Listen, but let's talk about, and I don't want to give away any spoilers because I know it just came out and people didn't have time, but Gilded Age.
Let's just talk about it for 1 second.
I have to hold my heart. I'm sitting here literally holding my heart because
oh my gosh. So the season, if you don't watch it or if you do, the mm-hmm. season finale was last night, season yes. three finale. Mm-hmm. We found out today we're getting a season four, as we should.
Yes.
You know that I don't ever wish to live in ye olden days. You know, I never have any sort of attraction to living in a time that was not air conditioned, right?
Yes.
But I have to admit that last night, watching that show, watching the two respective balls that were going on, I thought, I could think maybe I missed out on not living during a time when people waltzed. You know, like yes. I feel when Bertha told, I can't remember which guest it was, to please go outside and see the illumination. And yes. there were lights yes. strung all over that backyard. I was so delighted by the beauty of it all. And yes. the clothes. We got maybe, and I'm not going to give it away, but we got one of the most romantic moments I have seen on a television show, maybe ever. And it just makes me really happy. I also want to say this because I looked it up. So this is not a spoiler. So Felicia Rashad,
yes.
who was Claire Huxtable, mm-hmm. Plays one of the characters' mothers on the show. Mm-hmm. And she's a piece of work. She's something yes. else. Mm-hmm. Felicia Rashad is so good.
She's so good. I feel like I know that person.
Yeah, I feel like I know that person. Uh-huh. But here's what I want to say. I thought, how old is she? Because Brian Stokes Mitchell, who plays her husband, I remember him being on Trapper John MD when I was a child.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So,
and then he was in Ragtime on Broadway. And anyway, I was like, how old is he? So I looked, he's 67 now, and he's a good-looking 67. But I think Felicia Rashad is older, but now she doesn't look older.
No.
I just, doing the math of, you know, watching her for a lot of my formative years, I was like, I feel like she's older. She is 77 years old.
You are kidding me.
How good does she look?
She looks fantastic.
She looks every bit of somebody who would be the mother to that young man.
Yes.
So kudos to her for whatever yes. she's done, because she looks like a million bucks.
She does.
But it just, I can't talk about it without moving my hands. Mm-hmm. I loved it so much. And somehow I have really grown so just enamored of those characters.
Yeah, I agree. And it's funny because it happened this season, because I've watched the first two seasons and I was like, this is good. I like it. I mean, it's worth watching. I love seeing the clothes and the houses and all of that stuff. But this season, it was like they just said, I believe we will. And they took it up like a whole other level in terms of character development and the clothes and the sets and the plot line. I mean, I thought that was, I'm so glad that it's not the final episode, but I thought that was about as satisfying as a season finale of a show I can remember in a long time. Like it just, it was perfection. It was
perfection.
Just, yeah. Yeah.
It's so good. And I just, the dynamic between Ada and Agnes has shifted so much this season.
Yes, and it's so fun.
And Christine Baranski, also in her 70s, looking like a million bucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, I adore it. I have really enjoyed how my affection for that show has deepened this season. And so if you have not watched it, what a treat you have to go back and start at season one and to work your way through season three. It's fantastic. It's so
fantastic.
Good.
Man, listen, and Christine Baranski can deliver a line. She can deliver just a dry one line like nobody.
I thought she is headed to Dowager Countess level.
Yeah.
And that's high praise. Is. Mm-hmm. That's high praise.
Yeah.
That she would even be in the same sentence with Maggie Smith.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's fantastic.
Yeah. What a great show. What a great show. So.
All righty. Well, is it time for five favorites, Melanie?
Five favorites. My first one, okay, listen, this is one that came up at the lake this weekend because Angie, one of the girls who was there, brought these and she was like, they're her new favorite. I couldn't remember if you have told me about these before, so forgive me if you have and I did not know. But she brought the Siete tortilla chips, the street corn flavor.
I don't know about these. I don't know about these.
I am going to tell you, they're the best chip. You want to talk about a tortilla chip?
I do want to talk about a tortilla chip. Yes, I do.
They are delicious. They're the perfect amount of spice. They taste kind of like a spicy street corn, but those with a little bit of guacamole or some salsa, or Gully had made that black bean corn dip that we love so much. It's perfection.
I'm going to get these today.
Oh my gosh, they're so good. Like these are going to be my new, like I love a Julio's chip. These are better than Julio's to me.
That's
and they're healthier.
Price.
They're healthier for you. So get yourself the Siete street corn flavor tortilla chips. They're delicious.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
They're so good. Okay, this next thing, we had ordered these for Caroline because I thought they were darling. And I was like, I was waiting for hers to come in before I ordered them for myself. But I am now going to order a pair for myself. They are these Free People. They're called the We the Free Lotus Jeans.
Melanie, I'm so intrigued by these, but I don't know what questions to ask.
Okay. Listen, they kind of remind me, okay, fit-wise, they're kind of a version of, you know, those plaid Free People pants I have that are like the genie pants, that the
yes,
pink
I have
and
them
orange
too.
Plaid?
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So they're lighter weight than a real denim. They're made to be a little more fitted through the stomach area. You know what I mean? Like they're just, because they've got these little pockets, but they, you can tie them up with a drawstring and make them like little genie pants, or you can just have them like billowy. They hit Caroline like kind of right at the ankle and she's like 5'8". So they would probably be a little bit longer on somebody else. They are the cutest. Oh my gosh, they're so cute. Like, but here's the caveat to these. They say size up. I'm going to tell you size up at least 2, maybe 3. They run really small. So that is that's the caveat to them. And that's why I waited, because we had ordered Caroline. We had sized up one from her normal size and we had to go back and size up 2 more.
Okay. That settles for some things for me.
Okay.
As someone who lands on the upper end of the Free People fitted pants situation, I don't know if I can size up enough in them.
Well, I think it's worth the try because I'm telling you, they're so cute and they're so lightweight. And they're such a great like jean option that's kind of different than a jean.
They're darling.
They're
darling.
They're really cute. And so anyway, I love these. I highly recommend. I think they're so cute. And they come in a couple of different washes. Anyway, super cute. The next thing in a real jean situation. So I put these on Fashion Friday last week, but I was scrolling through Instagram and they came up on my feed and they were from Cut From The Cloth and the girl was wearing them. And I was like, well, these are darling. I'm going to tell you that they didn't say it was bad advertising from Cut From The Cloth because they didn't tell me what jeans these were. So I had to do some stealth research to figure out which jeans these were exactly. And it turns out that they are the Blake High Rise Super Wide Leg.
Thank you for your service, by the way.
Yes. And mm-hmm. I've also found them. They're 25% off on Zappos.
Okay.
So they are on sale for $82. So they're under $100. These are fantastic. Here are a couple of things I love about them. Number one, they're not really high rise. They're more of a mid rise, which I personally prefer.
Yes, as to I a know. Super high rise. You do like a mid rise. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they hit below your belly button. Mm-hmm. So I like that. Then, but they're kind of fitted through the top. Like they're stretchy, but they're fitted, but then they really flare out at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. I like a wide leg that is fitted at the top because it just helps you not look as trash baggish. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they can look real dumpy. So these are really cute. I would say in these, I would size down one is my recommendation.
And usually, are they stretchy? A lot of times Cut is stretchy.
They are stretchy. They have a little bit of stretch and they have a raw hem. And I would say that for me, this raw hem hits right below my ankle. So I could wear a heel or a flat with it, which I think is great, even better.
Who do we reach out to, Melanie, at Cut From The Cloth? Because I love their jeans. They mm-hmm. historically put the ugliest shoes imaginable on their models.
They really, these are tragic on this.
I mean, they do such a disservice mm-hmm. to their product with the shoes that they put on those models. They don't, they can't find a sneaker. Uh-uh. They can't.
A boot?
A boot, a good looking boot at least. A good looking wedge.
Yeah.
Could we send our friends at Gus Meyer to the Cut From The Cloth headquarters to help them style these jeans? Because every single time I buy a pair of their jeans, I think these jeans look so cute. I would never wear those shoes.
Yes. Oh, but I think though, okay, so you're opening up a bigger thing because I have noticed the last couple of weeks I've done Fashion Friday. I think we have a shoe styling epidemic because I'm like the dresses that I'm like, well, this is so cute, but nobody's going to wear that loafer with these. Like this, it's terrible. It's because on the Quince website, they have this really cute denim shirt dress and they show her wearing it with something that's, it's a hybrid of a flat and a loafer. And I'm like, that's the most tragic shoe choice for that dress. And you would sell a million of those if you would show it with some tall boots or a cute sneaker instead.
Yeah, 100%. I don't understand. No. It's a disconnect. It's a disconnect. We may need to dig into this further. I don't know how, but we just may need to dig into this further. I think it's a problem.
It feels like maybe on these sets, they've got like Bob the intern and they're like, grab a pair of shoes, Bob. And Bob doesn't know.
No.
Bob is a straight man and he doesn't know. Yeah, don't put that tragic loafer with that dress.
No. Or a slip-on heel. Who wants to wear a slip-on heel?
Yeah. Which apparently looks like it has a separate loop for your big toe, which makes it even worse.
Anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, the jeans are fantastic. And I even tried them on last night when I got home and Caroline was like, oh my gosh, I love those jeans. And so,
okay. You know, like my dilemma price. With a wide leg jean is I end up feeling like I'm wearing a costume because I don't know what to do, but I love them and I want to order these so bad.
I know.
I love the way they look.
But I think you might, but here's the thing. I think you might like these because here's what they feel a little bit more like to me. You know how like a good flare, like they're more fitted through the leg and then they get wider. These feel a little bit more like that where I feel like you could wear, because I know you like to wear a longer top. So I feel like you could wear a top.
Listen, my stomach, I'm not tucking in anything for the rest of my life. I'm not tucking in anything. I mean, that's between me and the Lord and I've settled it. So
I'm saying these, I feel like would lend itself to where you could wear like a longer, like one of our Pilcro tops, like we love, and it would still be slimming. And then they kind of, I think they're worth a try.
Okay.
Is what I'm going to say. And they're on Zappos. So it's easy shipping. It's easy returns.
Okay. And you feel like they run big.
I feel like they run a size big. Yeah. I would say size down one. Cause I sized down one and I almost felt like I could size down two, but that could potentially be too uncomfortable, but I think one for sure.
Okay, I'm sizing down one, and I'm about to order. I've been so tangled up about it. I've got two in my cart. Okay.
Just been really thinking
nervous
about
as I could be about trying another wide-legged jean. Okay.
Listen, just see how it goes.
Okay.
Okay. The next thing is I really like a cleansing oil. Like I've decided like for my first cleanse, I really like an oil. I love our Pharmacy Green, but I don't know. In the summer, I just like the way an oil feels. And so I ordered this one off of Amazon because, you know, I do think the Korean skincare is incredible. And this is called the Anua Heartleaf Pore Control Cleansing Oil Makeup Blackhead Remover Korean Skincare. I love this cleansing oil. It is really good. It doesn't have any kind of a strong scent. It doesn't irritate my eyes. I apply it to my dry skin and then you just massage it for like 1 to 2 minutes. And then you kind of then you use water to like emulsify it and just remove all the oil and dirt off your face. And then I follow it with my Revision cleanser. But if you are looking for a good first cleanse and you like an oil, I really like this one.
Okay. This is good to know. By the way, while you were talking about this cleansing oil, I somehow backed myself out of recording. I course corrected. I've rejoined the recording and you never knew I left.
I didn't.
That was just a little thing that happened, but it continued to record. So I think we're fine. It's all good.
It's all going to be fine. And this says it also soothes irritated skin with heartleaf extract. And so, you know what I'm going to say? I really do think it makes a difference.
Absolutely.
Think it makes a difference.
It absolutely makes a difference. Uh-huh. Not a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. And this is under $20. The last thing, and this was something that Sarah, who was with us this weekend, she had on these fantastic kind of satiny PJs. But the thing that I loved about it was they were these satin flowy pants. And then she was wearing, which I now know is called the Jill top, which is like a sleeveless V-neck top with them. But I don't like I like pajama pants. And I love this like silky. So I went on, they're called PJ Harlow is the brand. And I looked and I decided that what I really liked were the, I believe it's the Lola pants, which are the satin pants with a rib knit waistband. And then the Laney, which is the French Terry sweatshirt with side slits and to wear those as a set.
Cute.
And I'm going to tell you, they're so soft and like perfect. And they're like Supima cotton and, you know, they just look super dreamy. So this Laney Lola set in black is on sale for just $76 for the set.
Okay.
So I would highly recommend. I've already ordered this for myself. Now, listen, I would look at their whole collection because they have some beautiful PJs and I think they would make a great gift for somebody. They sell the pants and the top separately, but they have all kinds of top options. I was about to list them all off for you, but I'm not going to do that.
You can get a shorty top. You can get a long top.
Yeah.
You can get a satin top. You can get a terry top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can get a button down top. Mm-hmm. You can get a camisole. You can get a robe. Mm-hmm. You can get more of a hoodie sweatshirt, but they just have a lot of, they're all really pretty. They're beautiful colors. I just thought hers were so beautiful. And so big fan.
Okay.
So
anyway, I love
that's
that.
My last one.
Well, thank you so much for the favorites. And you learned some things on your trip to the lake in terms of your products and whatnot.
I mean, you put 7 or 8 women in a room and we're going to come up with some good products and new things. It's like Christy said at one point, she was like, this is how I ended up buying a dog hair vacuum cleaner that likes, you know, because you get carried away. Dang. You get carried away.
So, I know. Well, that's part of the fun.
Yeah. So anyway, but that's it. So thanks for listening, everybody, and for being here today.
Yes, we appreciate it. We'll be back next week and we will talk to y'all later.
All right, bye y'all.